All right, here we go. Welcome, everyone. This is Nana Kasha with createyourownrealitynow.com, and I'm very excited to welcome everybody tonight to the very first of our 90-day Ayurvedic mindful body transformation program. So I've invited not just the people who are technically in the program who've got their Nutriveda or have ordered it, but other people who've expressed interest and have questions just to this first program. So in the beginning, I'm going to go over, and I think this will be great for all of us, what we're going to be doing, why I'm such a big believer in Nutriveda and Zri, some of the results and the other exciting things you can get involved in, and then we'll move into our first hypnosis. So just a short background on me. I am a hypnotherapist. I've spent 22 plus years meditating, learning 12 or more different healing modalities, teaching, traveling, and coaching, writing. I've got lots of teleclasses, and one of my favorite areas is transforming our mind, using the tools of the systems that we have in our body, in our system, in our energy, on all levels, and combining that with what we know about energy, that everything is energy, we are energy, our bodies are energy, the universe around us is energy, and that we're creators of our own reality. So I love understanding that our mind is a tool that is powerfully here for us. It is here for us, and we can program it. So I want to just welcome everybody. I see some people on the webcast. Hi, Chrissy and Maria and Susan and Sandra and several other people. Feel free, if you are on the webcast, to write comments, questions, say hi. I will get to those at some point. And at the end, I'll open up again to anybody on the phone. So what I love about this is one of the reasons that I want to do this is I myself have my own personal challenges with my body and my weight. As a child, I think I was kind of normal. I probably had my little podgy period. Then as I went, after 10 or 11 or 12, I grew up out of that. And during most of my teens, I was quite fit and slender, and I was an athlete. I was all Europe in basketball. I played basketball, volleyball, and track. My parents were extremely balanced and disciplined, so I therefore had a lot of control in my life over food. It served me well in terms of giving me a very good balanced diet. However, it didn't help me because once I was outside that environment, I had no personal controls, and I felt so controlled, so judged by that environment that I wanted my freedom, and my freedom to me at the time seemed to be, I'm going to eat whatever I want. And I went to college and started to gain weight. I did this in response to several things, and over a period of time put on quite a bit of weight. Then I started the diet cycle like many of us have been through, and I'd lose weight and I'd gain it back plus some more and so on over time, ended up not at all in the physical shape or with the body that I wanted or enjoyed. And really that whole cycle stopped when I decided many, many, many years ago that dieting doesn't work. So the first thing I want to recognize here is this is not a diet. We are not going to be talking about doing severe, strict things that are outside the norm, that are so hard to do that you have to have this intense willpower to stay with, and then when it's over and you've achieved your goal, you stop and everything goes back to the way it was. That doesn't work no matter what we're talking about. No matter what it is, it's easiest to recognize in diets for people who have dieted in their lives that you can get the willpower and that any program whatsoever you choose to believe in will work for you for a period of time. However, almost every single person has experienced regaining that weight and oftentimes more. So here's the key to a couple of those things. It's not about anybody else and what they think you should do. It's not about how other people have treated us, tell us what we are or we aren't. It's about us choosing and deciding for ourselves what it is that we want to be, period. That's the bottom line. I like to go to the core. What's the easiest, fastest, most fun way to create what I want in my life? That's why my website's called Create Your Own Reality Now. Create your own reality and do it now. We do that by making choices in our own mind, and we can program our mind, we can release the past, we can let go of what we think and judge and feel about our body and ourselves, and we can do that while enhancing our health. So that brings me to the second portion of this. I'm going to bring to you as my gift, as coming together with me in creating this, because my health has changed so dramatically in the last 2 months because of Zuri. Now, what is Zuri? Zuri is a company. It's a brand name. It's also a word. It's an ancient Sanskrit word that means light, luster, splendor, and prosperity. And, that's just wonderful, in my opinion, combining all those things together. Zuri came into my life this summer. It was an opportunity that I actually did see as an opportunity. It took a little while for me to recognize that. I stepped into it, and it's not only transforming my health, but also my finances and my wealth in a very, very powerful way. So I am, without a doubt, a huge fan of Zuri, the owner of Zuri, and this is a product that was developed in conjunction with the Chopra Wellness Center, which was founded by Deepak Chopra, Dr. Deepak Chopra, and Dr. David Simon. This is obviously most people have heard of Deepak Chopra, phenomenal, probably one of the most famous doctors in the world. He's sold over 55 million books. He's had PBS specials. He's been on Oprah and on and on and on. He has an impeccable reputation for mind-body recognition, mind-body medicine. He is an actual MD as well as an Ayurvedic specialist. He combines the best of the old and the new, modern science with ancient wisdom, and this is very, very exciting. Not only that, but he has an impeccable reputation. And this is the only third-party product that he and the Chopra Center endorse. So these are all things that came together in my life just a few months ago. And I began taking Zuri's main product, the nutritional beverage called Zuri, the original Amalaki. This is a foundational product. Now, right after that, in the beginning of September, they came out with the Nutraveda, which is what we're mainly focusing on for this program. The Nutraveda is a meal replacement shake that you use to replace one or two meals a day. That is up to you and your choice. It comes out to only $2.67 per meal. It's got 151 calories, depending on, unless you want to add some other things to it. And it is so complete and so pure in its ingredients that it in and of itself, it is going to enhance your health and do things for your body that you literally have never experienced before. So one thing I want to just make everyone aware of is that Zuri, the liquid nutritional, and the Nutraveda were designed to work together. So you can use just the Nutraveda. If possible, I highly encourage you to use both of them. The Zuri is a proprietary blend of Ayurvedic botanicals and herbs, synergistically blended to balance the vital systems of the body. And what that means is it balances your blood sugar. There's a lot of people, especially with weight issues, that have blood sugar problems. Your blood sugar may be high or low. This is going to balance it. There's people, it's been certified low glycemic and is being certified by the Diabetic Association. So this is a wonderful, natural way to help balance your blood sugar, your blood pressure, and all the vital systems of your body. Just some of the things that people have been experiencing are great deep sleep, despite whatever a lot of people I've talked to have actually come off of sleep medicines, over-the-counter medicines for sleep. Absolute incredible energy, mental clarity that doesn't end, incredible clearing and softening of your skin, strengthening of your hair, luster and shine in your hair and your nails, and reducing stress, allowing you to stay calm, increasing your mood. It's phenomenal. I've been in natural health and healing for so long, and I've never seen anything in one package. Now, the Nutraveda includes a small bit of this wonderful Ayurvedic blend, so you are going to be getting some of that when you take the Nutraveda. The NutriVeda, however, also includes almost all of your vitamins that you need. So one of the things that's really wonderful about the NutriVeda, and this is what we're going to be using in this program, is the fact that it's got it's really revolutionary to the weight loss industry. Now, I'm just going to mention up front, my weight loss is not my favorite word for it. However, you'll hear me using it and you'll see me using it because that is what most people recognize. We're going to be talking about weight management here and releasing excess weight and reforming the tissues in our body and creating an incredible level of health, because in Ayurveda, it's all about balancing the wholeness of your body. So what we're doing is we're supporting fat metabolism, we're maintaining normal blood sugar levels, we're curbing appetite cravings that are out of the norm because your body is getting things it needs, and promoting greater energy levels. Okay, remember the NutriVeda is casein and gluten-free and has no preservatives whatsoever. It's 100% natural, and it's got 22 vitamins and minerals in it. So you can look at reducing some of your other supplements. It's also got extremely high-quality protein, and you get 40% of your protein in each meal that you replace, as well as amino acids and soluble fiber. So without a doubt, there's nothing out there that compares in terms of purity and completeness. Now, personally, I'm not a huge chocolate fan, but I highly recommend the chocolate flavor. It just is something wonderful about it. And one thing we're going to be doing in this program is I'm going to be sharing with you some recipes that you can use depending on who you are and where you are in your age and your body and the type of health you're having. We have a wonderful, very, very well-known nutritionist out of Chicago that's sharing some wonderful results with her patients, not only with weight but blood sugar and all kinds of other issues. And she's giving us some wonderful things we can add to this to increase different things that really help, as well as to help us. One thing is some ground up flax seeds increases the fiber in it and extends how long it stays with you, which is kind of wonderful. There's some wonderful oils that we can add to it that will help with women's hormones, especially if you are somewhere in middle age. So we're going to be sharing that. I personally, if I have it, I add some fruit to my mixture. I put it in a blender. I like to add ice because it makes it kind of more frothy. And I only use water. I did start out using soy milk or rice milk, but I've started to use water, and it tastes just as good to me, and I don't get that extra simple sugars. So one of the things about this program is I am not going to be here to tell you what to do. I'm not going to be here to say, you have to eat this, you can't eat that, don't do this, do that. What I want to do is encourage you to become your own guide, encourage you to become that which you desire to be from the inside out. This, in my opinion, is the way to create anything in our lives, especially personal change. Now, we're very connected to our bodies, aren't we? And we identify with our bodies, and sometimes a little bit too much. We really feel that like we are our bodies, and a lot of our self-esteem comes from the reflection of what we think we look like. Are we thin enough? Are we pretty enough? Did we dress nice? You know, do we put our makeup on right? Whatever it is. One of the things that I'm going to be providing to, obviously, this wonderful product is going to be providing amazing health benefits, and there's no denying it. The results just keep pouring in. It's just phenomenal, and not only that, but the results of weight loss, weight releasing, are phenomenal as well. If you didn't get this, let me know, but I sent out some pictures. Zree just had this last weekend, had a meeting, it's called the Rising Star Academy, and at it they shared they have a challenge that you can join. It has nothing to do with what I'm doing. You can join it if you are in Zri. Now, if you are, if you're listening into this to get information, you need to contact me or whoever asked you onto the call to talk about how to join Zri, how to get your Nutriveda at wholesale price and only pay $2.67 to replace a meal with this kind of high quality product that's going to be good for your body. Once you do that, you can join the Nutriveda Challenge with Zri. This is phenomenal. They're going to give money, and they just did give quite a bit of money. I think it totaled $10,000, $5,000 for the grand prize winner and down, and there's different categories, okay, over 40, under 40, ladies, men, and so on. So you can go there, you can join that challenge, and over a period of, I think, 3 months, 2 to 3 months, they'll, you know, monitor, they'll tell you how they're going to monitor it, and then depending on how much you've lost, you will could win a trip or some money. So that's just an added extra incentive, and I'm planning to go in and sign up for that tomorrow. So I highly recommend that. It's quite exciting. So let me go back just a little bit to the Nutriveda. I'm going to spend another 5 or 10 minutes going over this product, why I believe in it, why I'm supporting it, and what it's going to do for you. I think everyone is going to be, who is doing this, is going to be extremely pleased with the change in how you feel, as well as how this begins to shift your body. So Ayurveda is the science of life. That's what that translates to. And it's an ancient wisdom. It's an ancient science of life for health and nutrition and balance that doesn't follow traditional terms at all. And essentially, you don't have to know anything about it, but one of the keys to it is that it targets proper digestion as really essential to our overall health. And therefore, when we're managing our weight, that even if it's increasing weight, because there's people who are taking Nutriveda to build muscle and who are athletes who want to get the completeness of the vitamins, minerals, amino acids. There's people who want to put on weight. I even had a lady join who just simply wanted something simple and easy. She didn't have to cook, and she certainly doesn't need to lose weight. So it will balance your body in what you need. That's really the beauty of it. So in terms of effectively managing our weight, we have to properly digest what we put in it. And I'm a firm believer that a lot of reason that people overeat or eat things that aren't as the best things for their body is because our bodies are craving something. Our bodies are not getting proper nutrition. They are not getting the proper balance of minerals and vitamins. And even if we're taking gobs of pills and supplements, I want you to be aware that pills only have about a 20 to 30% digestion ratio. I mean, they don't break down completely. They don't get absorbed by your system completely. And that's one of the reasons why I'm a big believer in liquid nutritionals. I've been taking liquid multivitamins and minerals for many years. And now with Zri, I have this in a liquid form. And with Nutriveda, we have this in a liquid form. It gets into our system quicker. It's absorbed at a much higher rate. And it gives us all the things that need to be there together for best absorption. So if you're into health and nutrition, which I know many of you are, you know that you have to take certain vitamins together for them to be optimally absorbed by your system. It's wonderful they've done this for us. It's sort of Ayurvedic fast food. They've combined it for us and made sure that everything that is needed to create that optimal digestion and absorption is in there. So there's a friend of mine who, if you saw her, you would, you know, she's thin and she's beautiful, and you'd think that she's absolutely got it made, and yet she discovered recently that she's literally, her body was shutting down because it cannot absorb the nutrition that she's taking in. So our perception of what's healthy from the way we look on the outside is not a true reflection of true health. So one of the things I'm going to be addressing is we're going to be changing our self-image from inside. We're going to stop judging ourselves and the food. We're going to start focusing on optimal function of our body and loving it and seeing and feeling that energy and vitality growing within us and knowing that we know what's best and really following that. And this is going to support us in that. And I'll explain to you why. So some of the people that I know personally have lost anywhere from 10 to 36 pounds in, anywhere from 1 to, I think, 9 or 10 weeks now. And I just went on a cruise, so I have to tell you that I didn't eat whatever I wanted to, which started out to be not that much because I really don't crave a lot of stuff. But I did eat more than normal, and I put on 1 pound. I thought it would be more like 5, and I lost that in the last 2 days by going back to my regular pattern of having my Nutriveda in the morning and so on. I actually missed my Nutriveda. I didn't take it while I was on the cruise, and I really missed it. This is, remember that transforming our body is more than just seeing the scale change, okay? It's how we feel about who we are. It's how we feel energetically. It's how we feel in our clothes. And I'm going to be giving you some really fun tips on other visualizations and other things to use that will help you create that body that you want. So Ayurveda is not just about losing pounds, and it's not about dieting, so we want to make sure that we keep the focus on increasing health. And it's about ridding our body of excess fat, excess toxins, and transforming unhealthy tissues into healthy, vibrant tissue and creating a new foundational building block for our body. So many of you probably know that almost all parts of your body renew themselves in anywhere from a few hours to a few days to a few months to a few years. So literally, we can have a brand new body, cellularly speaking, every few days, months, or years. And so as you do this continuously, daily, consistently, persistently, you're going to be flushing those toxins out. With that, some weight, make sure you drink a lot of water. It's really good for you to drink water. Make sure it's purified or filtered water. And allow yourself to flush out the toxins that these wonderful herbs are going to be helping you release from your system. And these are not just from food. These are from emotion. We have emotional toxins. We have a lot of toxins. So as this goes out, make sure you drink a lot of water. You keep yourself hydrated. Ayurveda also acknowledges that, you know, like I said, digestion is really important and tissue formation. So we're building a new body. So let's start right now thinking about, that's why this is a mind body. Okay, this isn't just about your body, it's about your mind and your spirit too. There's things in Zuri that enhance your mood and make you feel good. There's things that, these are all natural herbs that actually convert and start to build healthy tissue. So it's phenomenal, phenomenal that we have this available to us. I'm so excited. So we're going to be focusing on transforming our entire body and not just losing the weight, and we're going to be enhancing our self-image from within so that we maintain it, that this is not a struggle. Okay. Now, that's not to say that in the beginning, you're going to be changing some of your habits. Your body's going to be shifting. The first 2 weeks are very important. When you get on the Nutriveda and the Zuri, the first 2 weeks, pay attention to what your habits are, what you're naturally going to. If you're drawn to eat things that you probably don't really need to eat, you know, pay attention to why, what's triggering that for you, okay? We're going to address those kinds of emotional things on my side of it, but this is going to be helping. There's a wonderful Ayurvedic botanical within Nutriveda called Jemina, and Jemina has phenomenal qualities. One of the ones that impresses me the most is that it balances insulin, which means your blood sugar is balanced. And when your insulin is balanced, you burn fat and you build muscle. Hence one of the reasons why this is being used by athletes. This keeps you from craving things that aren't most optimal for your body. And what will happen is it also, Jimena, literally reduces your taste for sweets, for sugars. So it's not that you can't or you shouldn't ever eat any certain thing. We're going to let go of those judgments we have because we want you to remember something. What you judge, judges you back. And that's just a little quote that typically we would apply to perhaps people and relationships. But if you took that a step further and you applied that to food and to your body, and you start realizing how often you're putting something in your mouth while you're thinking, this is bad for me, I shouldn't do it, but I'm doing it anyway, or I wished I hadn't done it. And you're, you know, there's all this information that's very confusing. Don't eat carbs, don't eat fats, don't eat this, don't eat this, this is better than that, and that's better than this, and that, and on and on and on and on and on and on. Okay, you can go nuts trying to keep up with this. Now, I'm not saying that if you like raw foods that that's bad. It's not. But you know what? You have to figure out what you believe, because what you believe is true for you and nothing else. Nothing else can be reality to you unless you believe it. So we have to begin by recognizing and transforming what we believe about food, what we believe about our body, and what we believe about ourselves. Okay, so if you're going to eat chocolate cake, love the chocolate cake, love yourself, no guilt, no, this is bad for me, but I'm doing it anyway, okay? We're going to work with that. I want to share just a quick story. This weekend, I met some wonderful people on this speaking engagement I had on this cruise, and several really lovely ladies came up to me, and I thought it was fascinating, their stories. These were gorgeous, blonde, beautiful, slender, very, very beautiful women. Never would look at them in my wildest dreams and think that they'd ever had any problem with weight. And several of them told me similar things, but one wonderful lady shared with me, she said, you know, I lost 30 pounds last year, and I did it because, and she talked about some other things that changed in her life, that created a possibility for her that she wanted to, she realized she needed to put herself first and love herself more, which is what many of us are going through right now. She said, what I decided was I was going to stop judging myself, and I was going to stop judging food, and I was going to start to embrace joy in my life. And all I focused on was loving myself. And when I sat down to eat, I ate whatever my body said it wanted, but I loved it. I didn't judge it. And it took a little time, but over time, then I was making choices that were more in alignment with what really did make my body feel good. But no matter what it was, I loved myself and I loved the food through the whole experience. And I lost 30 pounds as well as many other wonderful things happening. And I had several women mention the same experience. So I just want to remind you that we want to let go of all of that nonsense that we've taken in from the media and the diets and the this and the that, but this is bad and that's bad and that's it. Now, you may be well aware that there's things that agree with your body or don't. You have your own personal tastes. That's not what I'm talking about. Of course, everybody is allowed to. What we want to do is tune into the wisdom of our own bodies. Tune into the wisdom of our inner beings. And I'm very excited because today is 11/11, and we're starting this in a very auspicious date. The energies are beautiful today, beautifully aligned, and it's also a new moon, and it's not only 11/11, meaning the 11th of November, but it's 2009, and in numerology, if you add up the numbers in 2009, 2 plus 0 plus 0 plus 9, it equals 11. So right now we have a triple 11 energy. Now earlier today I did a global healing, which is I do a free global healing every Thursday at noon, but I moved it till today because of 11/11. They're always free and you can get the replay. If you go on to createyourownrealitynow.com, you'll see a blog that says 11/11, it has the link and you can go and get that. It was a beautiful, beautiful energy. And what it was about was the one plus the one was connecting the inner and outer of who we are. And then the next 11 was about finding that multidimensional part of ourselves that can guide us to where we want. So what I want to make you aware of, if you aren't already, is that all possibilities exist right now in this moment. All possibilities, that means that you, healthy, slender, attractive, athletic, energetic, wealthy, whatever it is, that actually exists in this moment. Now, that's not supposed to instill guilt. Guilt is not allowed on my planet. So we're playing on my planet right now, and we're not allowed to feel guilty. It's a complete waste of time and energy. So what this is to help you understand is that right now the energies are very aligned. The veil is very thin between the multiple dimensions of energy within which we operate and we live. And we have an opportunity today with that and with the new moon to create a new beginning. So we're going to do that in our guided hypnosis in a few minutes. It's really phenomenal. So let me just finish up real quick here, a couple of minutes, talking a little bit more about what NutriVeda is designed to do. So if you go to Zuri.com, you can read all about it. You can see the label. You can just get all this information. So I'm going to go through it a little quickly. It supports fat metabolism, okay, because it's low-calorie and nutrient-dense, and it also maintains normal blood sugar levels, which we've discussed, and that helps energy levels as well. It suppresses appetite and eliminates unhealthy food cravings through a combination of these botanicals and key ingredients that are typically missing in your diet. So like I said, your body will be getting things. And my boyfriend Chris, I asked him this weekend, he said, the most amazing thing since we've started taking the NutriVeda to me is that I naturally feel more calm. I actually get hungry before my blood sugar drops. And I feel able to make choices in a very easy and rational way of what is actually going to make me feel good, because there's just a difference in what my body's getting. And so it also helps increase your energy. It's low carb and low glycemic, and it has premium nutrition, like we mentioned. Excuse me. And it's what they call a clean product, meaning that it differs from most products out there. It's all natural and has no synthetic or genetically modified ingredients, and it has no casein or gluten. So this is a combination of modern science and Ayurveda at its best, and it is definitely a groundbreaking product. So if you haven't ordered your NutriVeda yet, or you haven't gotten it yet, no worries. You can start by using this hypnosis, and you'll have this audio when we're done. And if you're interested in ordering this and joining our program, please do. And we will move forward with this. If anybody wants to join, now anybody who's in this program means you've ordered your NutriVeda and you are a member of ISRI. And this is a wonderful family to be a part of, I must tell you. And if you are interested in doing the business side of it, please let us know. There's an incredible system that can guide you. If you just want to use the product, that's fine. But don't forget to share this with people that you love, because truly there isn't anyone out there that couldn't use some stress reducing and some more nutrients and more health for their body. So really being able to believe in something the way that I do in this and seeing that it is transforming lives is very inspirational. So whether you're comfortable sharing it with people right now or not, that's fine. Maybe you want to get into this and try it a little bit yourself, but don't keep the beautiful, wonderful things that help your life to yourself, okay? Okay, so let's see. Sherry says, hi, you're so inspiring. Hi, thank you. All right, guys, so let's move now to the next step. And this is the part that's my specialty, my passion. Like I said, we have a phenomenal, phenomenal system, many systems that combine. We have emotional body, we have a mental body, physical body, a spiritual body. We are energetic beings, beings of light, and we co-create with the energy, or what I call the field of abundance, all around us. So how do we do that? Well, communication. First thing that I want you to know is your mind communicates in pictures. You know, it's going to be picking up your feelings and your thoughts and your the other things, but the main form of communication is in pictures, which is the reason visualization is such a powerful tool. The universe, or whatever you want to call it, divine source, God, that communicates in gratitude. Attitude. And so one of the fastest and most powerful ways to create what we want is to be grateful right now for that which we desire, that which we want, that which we are in deciding to choose, even though we don't see it yet manifest around us in our physical reality. So you can apply this to anything that you want to manifest, okay? Love, a house, money, whatever it is, but this is, we're talking about our body. So do we have a communication with our body? Of course we do. Our body communicates to us all the time, doesn't it? I mean, aches and pains and, you know, pings and sweats and this and that. I mean, our body is talking to us all the time. So a wonderful thing to do is to start to listen and to start lovingly accept our bodies exactly the way they are. Okay, I felt the cringe. I know I've been there too. We want to, though, we want to accept what is, no matter what we're talking about, because it is. It just is what it is. Okay? So why argue with what is? That's a waste of energy. What we want to do is we want to take our energy and put it towards that which we want in our lives, that which we want to align with and create. So first, understanding you are already rich, you're already slender, you're already loved, you are already worthy, you are already any of those things that exists right now. If it is not your current experience of reality, then the shift that we're going to create, the shift that we want to make, is into aligning with that to be our experience of reality. And we do that by communicating to the creative parts of us and the universe that will help us align with that, see it, be able to slip into it, put it on. So what we're going to do is we each have a self-image. And this image would have been formed over many, many, many years, starting out when we're very young. And when we're very young, we form most of our core beliefs, and they're taken on from those people that we considered authorities. First of all, our parents, then our siblings and friends, teachers, and so on. This does not mean that we get to blame other people for our problems. I could easily say, well, you know, my parents were so controlling and told me constantly, you know, that I wasn't thin enough and good enough and so on. And so then my reaction to that was to go overeat, and therefore it's their problem that I'm overweight. Well, you can rationalize and logic that out, but here's the bottom line to me. Does that empower me? Does that create what I want? No. We have to take 100% responsibility for ourselves and our lives. So, guilt is a waste of time. What you did or didn't do in the past is a waste of time. What we're doing right now is we're starting with what is. And what is not, well, I wish I had, and I should have, and I'm too old to, and I was once. Let that all go, okay? We're starting where we are. We're starting where we are, and we're accepting ourselves as is. Then we are in the place of power to create from here what we want, what we desire. If not, if you're arguing with what is, and you're upset, and you don't like yourself, and you don't like your body, and you don't want to look at it, and all these other things, you're getting in your own way, and that's not worth your time. So get to the bottom line right now and choose, I am what I am right now. And I am creating, aligning with what I want to be right now. And what I think in this moment and what I feel in this moment is what is creating my tomorrow. Okay? Now, in reality, there's nothing but now. So in the now, we have to do two things. We have to be aware of what's showing up so we can take advantage of those opportunities and enjoy our life. And then we have to live mentally and emotionally in what we want to be so that it can then become our experience of reality. Okay? So we've got... Deepak Chopra said the way you think and the way you behave and the way you eat will influence your life for 30 to 50 years. So the way you think and the way you behave combined with the way you eat, all right? So we're going to change the way we think because we're going to start right now saying, I love myself, I love my body. I invoke the I am of who and what I really am. And remember that your doubts today are the only thing in the way of your dreams, okay? So we're going to suspend our disbelief and get rid of our doubts. And tomorrow, so that may literally mean tomorrow or the next day, but any time from now on out is going to reflect the decisions we make today. And we're the only ones that can decide for ourselves. We're the only ones who can decide for ourselves. Okay? That's really important to remember. So if you have people in your life and in your environment that support you, wonderful. If you don't worry. Okay? You are in control of creating yourself and your life and your reality the way that you want it. So we're going to do a few things. We're going to shed, and because this is 11-11, we're going to really focus on this part tonight. We're going to shed that past feeling, that past image. We're going to merge with that true inner being of who we are, that divine part of us. We're going to create a new blueprint, a new self-image, because the self-image we created, like I said, with the beliefs we took on as a child, and then over time, the experiences that we've had, our mind frames our experience of reality through what we believe. And so if we continue to give our power away to what we believed in the past or as a child or what other people told us, we can't create new. We can't create new. And our experience cannot make us aware, mind cannot make us aware of something if it's not something we're choosing to believe. Okay, so we can program our mind and we're going to communicate to our mind. We're going to have immense gratitude and love for our bodies that let us experience life. We're going to have immense gratitude and love for all the food that we eat, regardless of what it is. And we're going to have immense gratitude for the fact that we can now choose a new self-image. And that comes from within as well as without. So we're going to start creating that body and creating the feeling of energy and health and flexibility and vitality and focus and clarity. All the parts that create health. Now, I have heard from some of you have responded and sent me your information, and I honor all of you for being here, and especially if you want to, you know, send me an email and tell me about your goals and your issues and your weight, that's wonderful. I will be happy to be your accountability partner, so to speak, if that will help you. It's not required, though, by any means. But what I did notice is there's a lot of people who we aren't all 20 anymore. We aren't all in a great physical condition. We aren't all able to do certain kinds of exercise or be flexible. So what you're doing now is you're starting where you are and you're creating this new image and this new you by being gentle and loving with who you are and not doing extreme things. So if you have bad knees, if you have, you know, what you call something wrong with your knees, or you have certain other limitations physically, then what you're going to do is you're going to want to begin loving that, okay? Loving the parts of you that most disturb you, that you most want to change. Accepting and loving them is step one, okay? And only then can they, that includes our tummy, our belly, our, you know, underarm extra, you know, fat, our, you know, our old injuries in our knees, our back aches, whatever it is, okay, that you focus on that says, well, I can't, and I wish I could, but, all right, we're not going to see any of that anymore as a limitation. We're going to love it and allow it to heal with love and encouragement, like you would with a plant or a child that you want to love and encourage to grow. We're going to accept ourselves for who we are. So let's get comfortable. Make sure that you get into position, whether it's on a couch or you're on your bed or a chair, whatever is most comfortable to you. I don't have a lot of rules and I don't like a lot of rules. So what comes to you is best for you, and what position that you're most comfortable in is the best. We're going to get very relaxed. So the first thing I always recommend you do is to get your body into a position where you can completely relax. So just take a nice deep breath and let it out. And as you do, you know, move your feet and your fingers and your toes and your arms and your neck and whatever you need to. Let the energy out. Move your arms around until they can completely relax without the whole, you don't want to be holding yourself in any particular position. Okay? And another nice deep breath in and slowly, slowly letting it out. Now on the next deep breath in, I'd like you to visualize drawing in some beautiful green light and energy from above you down into your body and over and around your body, just cleansing and relaxing and clearing all the cells in your body, all the way down to your toes, and just letting go. So now with each and every easy breath that you take in, this beautiful light and energy will relax and cleanse and clear and release every cell and tension in your body. So just feel your scalp relaxing. And let your awareness move across your forehead and the bridge of your nose and your cheeks, allowing your jaw to relax. Perhaps your mouth falls open a little. And down the back of your scalp and into your neck, where you allow your neck to move to the side and get comfortable in exactly the best position for you. Continue to allow this awareness of this beautiful green light relaxing each of your muscles and your cells through your shoulders, down your arms, your elbows, your forearms, your wrists, your hands, and your fingers. Just allow all that tension to just flow right out of you. It'll just turn right back into pure love. Just let it go. One of our intentions here today is to let go of all that no longer serves us in the form of thoughts, feelings, judgments, self-image, and all the emotional upset and toxins in our body that we've held for one reason or another. Just let it go. Let it drain out of you while you relax deeper and deeper, melting into your chair as if you're floating on a cloud. So as your back relaxes and your chest and your internal organs relax, you begin to feel completely and totally at peace. Now listening just to the sound of my voice, letting all other noises and sounds fade into the background, they will serve only to take you deeper and deeper into a state of peace and relaxation. That's wonderful. You're doing perfectly. Now, allowing that relaxation to move down through your hips and legs and knees into your ankles and your feet, wiggling your toes and letting any last little bit of tension in your body release, relax now. So now I want you to just allow your awareness to drop down out of your mind into your body. Just being in your own essence. And I'm going to count. And as we count, you're going to go deeper and deeper into relaxation. So I count down from 5 to 1. When we reach the number 1, you'll be completely relaxed, completely at peace, and open, receptive, and ready to embrace the new you. Number 5, relaxing deeper into your chair, feeling floating and at peace. Number 4, focusing just on the sound of my voice, allowing all other thoughts and sounds to float by like a cloud in the sky. And number 3, feeling deeply relaxed, deeply at peace, feeling deep love and appreciation for your beautiful body, your beautiful essence, and this wonderful moment here and now. 5, 4, 3. Doing perfectly. Number 2, relaxing deeper and deeper into this wonderful state, this beautiful soft cloud that is holding you, supporting you, loving you. You're safe and you're happy. On the next number, number 1, you'll feel completely and deeply relaxed, happy, joyful, and at peace, and completely connected to that true, authentic, divine inner being that you truly are. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, way down. Perfect. Now you're simply floating, feeling peaceful and safe, at ease. Love is within you and around you. Everything is perfect, whole, and complete. So now, in this moment, in the theater of your mind, we're going to create a beautiful, beautiful space. So whatever is optimal to you, that you love and appreciate the most, this is your space. And in this space is some beautiful place for you to be resting and relaxing. Perhaps there's music or fountains, perhaps there's plants, whatever creates the most peaceful, joyful, safe environment just for you. This is our creation station. Here we create our lives, our reality, our bodies. Here we create what we choose now to be true for us. So in this beautiful space, there's this wonderful platform. It's glowing with light. And on this platform, you appear. As you see yourself on this platform, this is your self-image. So what you see now before you is what you believe to be true about you here and now. So look at it and feel it. There's no judgment. If you feel emotion, just let it rise and release, allowing yourself to simply move through it and let it go. The past is gone. We're creating our now and our future. And you have the power to do that. So here is your self-image now. Just be aware of it so that you understand that what you have created can be changed. So we're not going to recreate. We're choosing anew. We're choosing anew for what we desire, what we want, what we know we're worthy and deserving of. So whatever it is that is now, we're going to accept it. So simply recognize and embrace it here and now in this moment. And decide right now that you love who you are. Who you are has brought you to this moment. Who you are is giving you this opportunity. Who you are is something fluid and beautiful and divine. So who you are right now is perfect. And now we begin to choose that which we desire to be true for us now. What we desire to be true for us, number one, how do you want to feel? Now we're talking physically, emotionally, mentally, as it relates to our body, okay? So how do you want to feel? This is the first thing that you're going to put into your creation station. You're the programmer. You're the filmmaker. You're the director. You're the artist. Whatever image works best for you, you are sketching the blueprints. You're programming the computer. Whatever way works best for you. So first we're choosing how we desire to feel. How do you want to feel energy-wise, mentally clear and focused? How do you want to feel about your body when you look at it, when you get dressed? Choose what you want, okay? If what you, how you feel now comes up, that's fine. Use it to create a replacement belief. We no longer give any energy or power to that which what we don't want. So if you don't like touching your tummy, if you don't like looking in the mirror at your hips, if you don't like putting your clothes on in the morning because they don't fit you or they're not the ones you want, now's the time to choose how do you want to feel. We must start with the end result in mind so we know where we're going. This is a roadmap. Once we create our new self-image, this image exists and will be our guide to help us reach it. How do you want to feel about your body and in your energy? I'm going to give you just a moment to focus on that and be silent. All right, now that you have grounded firmly in your consciousness and you've communicated to your mind and now to the universe how you want to feel, next, how do you want to look? Okay? Now, here's my recommendation, is that you start with a short-term goal and your long-term goal. So choose the end result that you desire, whether it's, do you know the weight that you would like to achieve, you know the size clothes you would like to achieve, or you know how you want to look or feel. I prefer to go by look or feel, but any of those that work for you is fine. So my ultimate goal is 140, wearing size 8, whatever it is, okay, wearing a particular type of outfit and feeling and looking good in it, right? How do you want to look? I want my flat stomach back. I want my slender, long, athletic physique. I want good posture. All right? So I'll be silent for a minute here. Create how you want to look. Now, remember, this image of you standing in the creation station on the platform is taking form as you are creating. It already feels how you want to feel. Now create it to look how you want it to look. Okay, now don't forget, and we'll get to this point, but this can include your skin, the brightness in your eyes, your hair, okay, everything. We're transforming our tissues from within, so how we want to look glowing and vibrant, healthy, is also a part of it. All right, now the next thing we want to choose is we have how we will feel energetically and about ourselves. We have how we would like to look, okay? Now, who do you want to be? This is the ultimate question because we only have to be that which we desire. So take this and combine it into What is the beingness of who you are? So an example of this would be, I am an elegant, slender, attractive, wealthy, international speaker who joyfully inspires everyone I meet and travels the world, having adventures, feeling great, and encountering new people everywhere. Okay, that's just an example. What's the beingness? We're creating our entire self-image here. So you can draw in what you get to do, who you spend time with, where you live, all of that. Bring that in. What will empower this new image of who you are and what you want to be true for you? This is who are you being. Okay, bring it together in a lovely vision and condense it down into a nice, easy statement and begin to combine the feeling and the look with how will you feel if you were an elegant, slender, attractive, wealthy, international speaker or whatever it is you desire to be. Okay, that is all part of the beingness of who you are. Now bring into this image, what are the clothes that you would be wearing? Many of us have an idea of what we would like to be able to buy. So now we just take a little journey into getting up in the morning and going to your closet and being able to put anything you want on, because not only can you fit into it and it looks good on you, but you can afford it as well. Okay? So that wealthy, joyful, healthy, loving being that you truly are is now emerging in front of you in this amazing image, in this beautiful hologram, in your mind's eye, in your creation station. And this is the blueprint that we're going to step into and move forward every step of every day, breathing this in as our reality. So now I want you to get up off of your beautiful chair, your couch, in this beautiful creation station in your mind, and walk over to this image you have created and go behind it and step up onto the platform and one by step by one step, step into this new image of you. Put one arm in first, just like you're putting on a new garment. Put your other arm in. Now duck your head in and step in. One step, two steps. Stand up straight. Breathe this in. This is your new reality. Feel it, feel it, feel it. Okay, now your creation station is now a beautiful, beautiful place. This is a beautiful penthouse, a beautiful room, whatever is your ideal place, plush, and you step down and your bare feet feel the floor. What is your favorite flooring? Is it wood, marble, tile, plush, carpeting? Feel that on your feet. Walk over and look around this beautiful room that is your reality. Touch the furniture. Feel the sensations. What is the music that's playing? What's the scent that's wafting through the air? Perhaps it's a candle. Perhaps it's flowers. Okay. And on the far wall, there is a beautiful, gorgeous, gilded, full-length mirror. And walk over there. As you're walking, feel what it feels like to be in this healthy, slender, energetic, vibrant body. Feels wonderful for me. I know my shoulders go back, my posture gets better. I kind of have a different, you know, different way of walking, feeling really good about who I am. Okay? And now you walk over in front of this mirror and take a look. Look at yourself. How's your skin and your hair? What is this outfit that you've chosen? How do you look? Isn't it fabulous? Turn to the side. Turn to the back. Look at your back. Enjoy this and embrace this and feel this with every fiber of who you are. This already exists. And now you have aligned with it vibrationally because you have tuned into it and defined it for yourself, for your mind, and for the universe. And when these three align with the same image, there is nothing that can stop this from becoming true for you. Now the last step is to tell yourself, this is true for me right now. So look in that mirror and look deep into your eyes and say to yourself, I love you. I love who you are, and I love who you've chosen to become. I align with this now, and I know it is done. I am already this body and this being and this health. And I choose now to commit and to decide in this very moment that I will keep this forefront in my mind and feel it and see it every day and have absolute expectation and pure faith that this is manifesting for me right now, that this is me right now, and that sure as anything that is absolute scientific truth, this will be my physical experience of reality in the perfect time and the perfect place. And I choose that now. So from this moment on, I am, okay, now we've connected that inner and outer us, and we have chosen to merge those together into this new blueprint, this new self-image. Now let's just draw in the energies of 11-11 and of the new moon and just allow that. Realize that the energies are speeded up. Realize that manifestation is speeded up. Realize that this is true for you and that your faith and expectation will move into the final phase, which is what I want you to do right now, is claim this. Claim this. Okay? This is an action to receive it. Claim it as true for you. This is your divine right. You are a creator and you can create this right now and right here. So we're going to just really sink this and ground this in by claiming it. All right? So similar to what we did today, 11 I am statements, we're going to do that now based on this new body image, our new mind, emotion, our new health, and vibrant energy. So I'm going to say, I am, and applause 11 times. On each of those, I want you to repeat it to yourself. I am, and then fill in, okay? So just take a few seconds to recognize what that is. I am whatever weight you want. I am whatever size you want. I am vibrant, healthy, flexible, energetic, slender, sexy, whatever it is, all right? We're going to claim 11 I Ams to ground this. Now just recognize all the parts of you are here right now, conscious and subconscious, listening, an active part of this, that you are all in concert now, that all claim that all parts of you are now working together for this, that this is your number one priority, that this is top importance, that none of the past beliefs or past events have any power over this. This now supersedes every one of those. I am. 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 And our last one, I am. Just take a nice deep breath and just feel that vibration, that tingle, that energy that you've created. Feel this being that you have decided to choose to be. That's all you need to do. Breathe it in. Really embrace that feeling of it. Allow it to just resonate throughout you, all the way out into the world. This is who you are and who you will present yourself to be. And just allow yourself to come back into your body at your own pace, embracing this image. And I'm going to count from 1 to 3. And when we get to number 3, you'll be wide awake, feeling fantastic, rejuvenated, alive, vibrant, healthy, slender, beautiful. Number 1, feeling alive, feeling that energy coursing through your body, feeling rejuvenated like you've had 8 hours of sleep. Number 2, feeling rejuvenated, young, energetic, vibrant, clear, and healthy. And number 3, wide awake, feeling fantastic, stretch, and embrace the I am that is you now. Oh, wonderful. Perfect. All right. Thank you, everyone, for hanging in. This went much longer than the other calls will go, but I did want to start out with an explanation of what we're doing and some, you know, sharing of the new Triveda and helping people get up to speed with it. Feel free to, we've got a few minutes here. I'm going to feel free to ask any questions you want. Let me see how I unmute this. Let's see. Okay, anybody have any questions or comments or want to share? Hello? Oh, let's see, there's some people here on the webcast. Okay, thank you, thank you. You're welcome. That was so real, so vibrant, and so inspiring. Thank you very much. You're very welcome. Let's see, we've got Allie says that she's never felt that way from inside before and would love to be able to feel this way again. Will this be recorded? Yes, This is recorded, and as soon as I hang up, you will have access to the recording. And I will, in the next few days, separate out the hypnosis from the rest of the call. And to all of you who are in the program and getting your Nutriveda, I will make sure you get that, and I do highly recommend that you use it every day. Let's see here. Yeah, okay, there's a couple questions on how you use it. When and... let's see. Yes. Okay. So I can answer about four or five questions all in one here. You, what I recommend you do, and this is up to you, but I can promise you that when you program your mind and you step in living mentally what you want, it's the most powerful, permanent way to create that which you desire. So I would recommend you do this at least once a day. If you can do it twice a day, wonderful. The best times a day are first thing in the morning and right before you go to bed. If you only have to choose one time, I would do it before you go to sleep. It's a fantastic time to manifest, is to do this as you are going to sleep or right before you go to sleep, and then let yourself drift off in that feeling, because then it's with you all night long without resistance, without conscious resistance. It's just part of who you are. Then all the parts of you are creating it. Remember, your mind is a problem-solving mechanism that is out there looking to create that which you want. The more often you tell it, this is who I am and this is what I want, the more it's going to understand that's a top priority for you, and it's going to make you start to be aware of the things that are going to support you creating this in your life. So one of the things to be aware of is that, you know, watch what you feel and how you feel, like who you feel drawn to, what you feel drawn to eat or to not eat, and when. I certainly do recommend, hang on a minute, here's another question. Okay, about eating. Okay, well, this will sort of address this, and then I'll get to that too. That as far as eating, you're replacing one meal a day. I replace breakfast, okay, just because I'm already used to eating a smoothie in the morning, and I'm not a big breakfast person. This will give you a lot of protein and some fiber that will help you get going in the morning and get running. However, you could replace dinner or lunch, especially if you go to work. Some people are replacing two meals a day on occasion. And so go with what works for you in the beginning and allow yourself to move into these first few weeks with gentleness. Now, someone asked about recommendations of what to eat. Well, optimally, you'll have some fruit and you'll have some vegetables somewhere during your day. You're making shifts to your body, and your body will actually begin to crave and desire different things than what you're used to. So the emotional eating and the mental eating that we've done in the past, that's part of what we're going to address and let go of. So what I recommend in the next week is using this, firming up your self-image as often as you can throughout the day, whenever you think it and feel it, kind of just put that on again and feel how it feels and kind of walk around. Ooh, look at me. Okay. Embrace yourself. Like I said earlier, love yourself. Love what is. Really don't waste your time and energy on judging where you are and how you got here and why you did and all that, blah, blah, blah. It's really a waste of energy. And move much more into loving yourself, because this is what you are doing now, is creating the new you and loving what you eat. The other suggestion I have is just to be aware. Move into awareness instead of eating mindlessly. I've found that to be very powerful. And a few little techniques you are not required to use, and I'm not telling you they're the best things in the world, but years ago I taught myself to eat half. If I go out, I eat half of what they bring me and take the other half home. So I get two meals out of it, and I get used to that, and it's really quite easy right now. I also prefer to eat smaller amounts more often throughout the day. So those are a few of the things that work really well for me. And, again, I'm not going to be giving you a specific diet. However, if you are in the program, I'm going to be sending you the 30-day Mindful Body Transformation Program booklet from Zri. And if you want to get in the program, please feel free to contact me or anybody who told you to come on this call. My phone number is 512-772-3554, and I can help you get going with this program. Let me just check if there's any other questions or comments. A couple of thank yous. Okay. Well, thanks, everyone. And in the future, we're going to be having the call. It will be the same time every week, but it will be more like about a half an hour. So it won't be an hour and a half, which we've always or almost gone to here. And please feel free to send me your email with any of your information, especially if you let me know what's going on for you or what are your biggest challenges are. That will help me to help you address those things in our sessions. Also, just want to encourage you, spend the rest of the evening really enjoying this 1111 energy. Think about that connecting with you and your inner self, connecting those different parts of you, and realize that in the new moon, it's a wonderful time to birth something new, to create something new. So we have the energies on our side here in a really wonderful way. And again, if you would like to hear the global healing from today, you can go to Create Your Own Reality Now. You'll see one of the main featured blogs will have the link to that. And I think that's it. So thank you, everyone. My blessings on 1111. I hope that you enjoyed this and you'll give me your feedback and invite your friends and family to come and join us. And we're going to be, hopefully, we'll in 3 months, we'll all be at the next Rising Star Academy for Zri, and we'll be getting checks for being the biggest losers, as they call it. And we'll all get to see each other and enjoy our new vibrant health. Okay, everybody, thanks so much. This is Nana Kasha with createyourownrealitynow.com. Have a beautiful and wonderful evening. Much love. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Nan.
Thank you. Thanks.